Hiya girls, we are Barney and Lukey and we are the hot young visionaries behind Truffle Pig Wigs.
And this is Cliffhangers, the unofficial, unrequested and unhinged RuPaul's Drag Race recap show.
The views and opinions expressed on Cliffhangers are from a couple of women who just love drag and have zero real business judging it. If you are not a fan of red hot acidic critique, turn back now.
Some might say he's a horrible, greasy, perverted, shabby, two-bit, filthy, disgusting pig, but he's also my co-host. It's Barney!
Nasty!
Thank you, Bob's Burgers, for that lovely run of cusses.
And she thought she had to sit out of the reading challenge because she's illiterate. It's Lukey Luck. It was going to be, I have a successful career under my belt and all you have is genital warts.
Under my belt?
Yeah.
They're coming up high.
That's what Azealia Banks said it on Instagram to someone. It's like, very nasty. How you doing, Lukes?
Oh, I'm all right. Well, not really. We've had to come in early today to do painting and we're going to have to stay late as well because these Halloween orders will not give us a break.
And that's not even anything to do with our Halloween orders. That's just our own...
drug orders. We've got to spend 2 hours after work doing the abacus and working out exactly how much it's going to be.
We have been painting our new studio. A lovely... What was the colour called, Luke?
Satsuma Spice.
Oh, gorgeous. Lovely Leylands. Shout out to Leylands. You're not sponsoring this post, so actually maybe we'll cut that out. But it's going to be gorgeous, isn't it? And also, Luke's got back to her graph roots and spray painted the radiator a lovely sort of... What colour would you call that?
Raspberry Pavlova.
Raspberry Pavlova. I would go Sunrise Cerise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what have you been up to, Luke?
Well, we had a lovely midweek madness going to see Grace Shush's bingo at the Standard Hotel with Barbs. We actually won the top prize of a meal for two. So we need to remember to cash that in.
A meal for two with a hairy view.
Exactly. Yeah. Did we tell the gang we were on Radio Berkshire?
I don't know Berkshire. We did.
I know I have to say it. It came out wrong. Berkshire.
Berk.
Yeah, we had a lovely, this lady does a little 5-10 minutes on a podcast you might want to listen to. So we popped on, had a little chin wag.
Basically just screamed about, what did we scream about? Victoria's gone.
Amanda Pett.
Yeah. That was lovely.
And mainly, the best thing that's happened this week is that Dracula season 4 has started, which is very, very exciting. We will be adding in a little Dracula rundown at the end of the episode. It's got one of our favourite wig stylists ever, Bitter Betty, aka 1-800 Wig Takeout on. So we are hyped, to say the least.
And also obsessed with Sigourney Weaver. Just love her.
Them breasts.
Oh my god, the sweet wide breasts of Sigourney Weaver.
I can't look at anything else. She's got gorgeous, gorgeous tits.
Yeah, congrats. Let's talk some drags.
Previously on RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
The gyals left their big drag energy all over the floor with a same song, different tempo battle to the death. After Scarlet Harlot had a wee fumblage of the bag, Pick and Mix beat the Slice Girls to become top of the pops, meaning that all four girls got a repeater badge. And then after the night of a 1,000 Spice Girls runway, Charity and Scarlet battled it out and both got to stay in a undeserved, some might say, double chanté.
Me, I'm some. I'm some Ting Wong. Do you know what I like about Charity? Can I tell you? It seems like even though they disagree, they still listen. You know when like whatever the judges say, also whatever the other queens say, they go, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. I don't actually think that this is like maybe right, but I do listen.
Well, you've got to be stupid to not take in as much kind of, what's it called, constructive or just even other criticisms to help you.
Which leads us neatly
on
to Scarlet Harlot. They said that it was a chance, the lip sync was a chance to redeem themselves. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think that lip sync redeemed themselves?
Wait, which one was this again now? Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Not great, really, no.
No, you did not feel redeemeth.
No redemption.
And just could not fucking help it. You two are the only two without badges. Still burnt by the red hot grasp of the bottom two. Mm. Just could not stop. It's like an illness with her, isn't it?
I thought it was very interesting that Ella says that she also gets in her head, the same as Charity, but then later goes on to use that as a reason to get rid of her. Maybe she can't handle being faced with the worst bit of her own personality. And, ladies and gentlemen and neighbours, that was a little snippet from Looking Into Yourself with Lukey, my new side psychoanalysis pod. Out on iTunes.
And every single week she's just going to analyze
yeah.
my behavior in the studio. Just like,
today it's been terrible.
Yeah, he's got a nasty attitude. We need, as a community, to let the dab go. I'm looking at you, Teresa.
Yeah.
It should have been gone when it started.
Yeah.
Yet here we are. We had to sit through Cheryl Holdabbing. I can't see Teresa go down that path. I'm sorry.
We've been rewatching Canada's Drag Race season one, and even Lemon dabbing as JoJo Siwa was too much.
Too much. But one of the greatest Snatch Games ever. This is why they need to have one winner, though, because 50% of them think that they are the winning force of the competition. It's giving milk. I'm sorry. Mm. It's giving Corny Girls Link Up. Like, they're all like, yes, we are the winners. It's like, I mean, best of a bad bunch.
Yeah.
Not into it. But
it's a new day in the workroom.
We slide into that new day in the workroom, and I don't want to call out if anyone's been touched by an angel. But to me, personally, Crystal Versace was looking even a little bit more pumped than they were when they came in. And I thought, is she sort of doing, I don't know, some back in her hotel room? Is she giving herself a couple
the
of cheeky
lip lid challenge thing? Yeah, doing these DIYs.
Maybe that two-faced lip venom or something. But her lips were looking very Gorilla Grip bee stung. They were fantastic.
Oh, so it's a positive thing.
Oh, yeah.
Making it sound,
I mean,
like it's very negative.
When have bigger lips ever been negative?
Depends.
But she just looked more but she just looked more plumped. But then old RuPaul comes back and tells us that the mini challenge this week is RuPaul's dog race.
Woo! I would have enjoyed this.
You would have, wouldn't you?
Would you rather be a dog or a handler?
Well, I think I would have wanted to do dog drag.
Same.
It's super fucking cute.
I feel like my spirit dog is like a little pastel circus poodle. So,
oh my God, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I want to be a poodle as well.
And yeah, with my Gymkhana experience, I feel like I would have been very good at this.
Yeah, it does really tie into a lot of your key skills, I think. Being a show pony.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't cope with the way that Charity ditched Scarlett. It was so rude. Say what you want about liking Charity and finding Scarlett maybe less likable this week, but that was rude.
Awful.
That was so bad. And it was literally like, she had grabbed you and you were just like,
not even like grabbed you as well. She gave her like a sort of like, you know, friend, like an arm link.
Yeah.
It was like a very like warm, friendly arm link. It was just,
and this is coming off the bat of Charity just saying what great friends they were and how they're good that they survived the lip sync together.
But a reminder that they are in a competition. And I would hopefully be like, yeah, okay, she doesn't want to. I would have just made a joke out of it, be like, I ain't going with you. We lost last time or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if it was me, I'd be holding a grudge. Sorry.
Yeah, of course.
I would wait until you need me the most, and then I will leave you fucking in the lurch, alone, in the cold, left outside with Anastasia. And what's her name? That one didn't get let into the club.
Oh, Jess Glynn. We don't talk about her on the pod.
Well, exactly. Don't leave Jess me outside Glynn. Alone like her.
What about did you clock the River and Kitty Scott Claus X Factor thing? When you're ready.
I saw something. I knew it was from, must have been from something, but I didn't know what.
Kitty's
from
got it from Judges' Houses when Cheryl was like, are you ready? And she's like, oh, you said that with some determination. They just did it in such perfect like tone.
Who
and
was
perfect
the person?
Voice. Just some, I can't actually remember who the singer was, but it's just like a real like internet moment of like when your boss is like, are you ready to start work? And you're like, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. But are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. That was very cute. I just think Kitty Scott Claus is the absolute queen of the internet, I guess.
Very good at impressions.
All of these sort of classic internet moments, really picking up on him.
I was so obsessed with Crystal's wig, body, face, outfit. I know that's nothing new, but she was at least giving us a new vibe, and I was so deeply into it.
It was almost like sort of like one of Crystal Versace's like relatives. Do you know what I mean? That's sort of like the auntie that's like holding the camera.
Who's been watching Lisa Rinna for way too long.
I love Charity's Fredericks of Hollywood dog. Suddenly she's in sort of like trashy lingerie. I was like, okay, bitch.
Ella looked mental. She looked like Chewbacca. Chewbacca? I barely know her.
Also, I thought as well, I was gonna call you. I thought that
please don't call me, only ever text.
Well, exactly. Lukey has an abject fear of picking up the phone to anyone.
Sorry, Tom.
I was gonna call you because I thought Kitty Scott Claus I thought the wig that we did for Electra, Kitty's, she'd maybe left it for Kitty's Got Claws, who was then wearing it as the dog. But I think she's just got, it's the same base wig. Because it was like a close-up on her. And I was like, that really looks like one of our...
You have
then.
To show me.
But it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't. It was way too sleek. The doggy drag was just absolutely destroying me. And it really sent me down a spiral of like... What dog would I be? Like, as if that was part of the challenge. Just be like, God, I really need to nail this. And I was like, would I be a poodle? Would I be this? Like, just like thinking of all these things. I was like, first of all, you're not in the competition, Barney. And also, like, that's not part of the challenge. They're not being critiqued on what dog they chose.
No, but Barney, this is a podcast. Yeah. People are paying us multi-million pound deals to think outside the box and give interesting content.
The box has been thought outside of.
I just love how Teresa always seems to look like a cartoon villain at every point.
Every single chance possible.
How'd you look great in that poodle in the heart sunglasses? An actual, like a little cartoon character.
So the main challenge is revealed to be Drag Lexa. It's to create an advert to showcase your charisma, uniqueness, and talent.
So we've really taken a serious tip here.
Well, it's just, I mean, this needs to be serious. Talked. Yeah. And Drag Lexa's secret functions. What would you say your secret functions are?
I don't know.
Fit your whole fist in your mouth.
No, I've got tiny fists and I still can't do it.
You can't fit them tiny little possum hands in your... Oh my God, wow. I don't think I can either, but
got
I have...
A small mouth makes the willies look big.
You keep on telling them that.
How would you do at a marketing challenge?
You're asking me this fresh off writing our own digital marketing strategy seminar.
Yes.
Fine. But, baby, we are living in the trenches with these challenges. Drag Lexa. Who the fuck is writing this shit? I apologise publicly if it still is... if Baby Lame has had me. Do you remember we were like, who is writing this? And literally went on Instagram the next day and Baby Lame was like, me writing for Drag Race.
What was it like Dragton Abbey?
Yeah.
But that was real bad though.
Challenges. Like, it wasn't even successful. It wasn't even successful when Detox did it. Like, we're not harking back to a warm, fuzzy era memory of yonder of Drag Race. Do you know what I mean? It's like Drag Lexa. What?
I think normally I'd be good at marketing ones, but this just, there wasn't really that much to go. I did have one thought on what I could do. Okay. So it would be more, less of like commercial and more kind of like a Lifetime TV movie.
Gorgeous.
Very short, obviously, sitting in an advert, but just like a lovely woman. She buys a drag Lexa, really, really helps her out. For example, maybe she needs to go to a job interview and then gives good advice, or a family relative dies and it really helps support her and comfort her. Over time, their friendship blossoms into love. It's all thanks to drag Lexa. And then you can have one girl being the main character, one girl being the voice of drag Lexa, because that's where they all fucked up like multiple voices, and then the other two can just be extras in the things.
My only sort of thing that I had was like, just go down the really fucking basic route.
So you've given me no reaction to my fantastic.
I literally said the word fantastic. I was like, fantastic.
I'll have to wheel that back and say,
he's a liar. He's lying in the studio.
He's not giving anybody a chance. He wants to go
out
to the pub.
Nasty.
The only sort of thought I had was that, to go down the most obvious route of like basic people that are like, oh, I don't know how to solve these problems. And they speak to Drag Lexa, which is like a drag queen.
So you would do the nasty cunt queen, the drunk queen and...
No. Like actual serious problems that could be... Because the only thing that I've thought, like maybe they're doing this for, is if they are going to bring out something like this.
Mm.
And that's why I thought his anger towards this whole thing seemed very unjustified. And I thought... The only way that you can really appeal to Rue is here is a way that you could make money. And like, I thought that like, if you did like, do you know what I mean? Like just the average person that they can like speak to a drag queen and you could just make it super fucking like, you know, Alaska's thing, just like Mama, yes, God, work the house down boots. Just like super fucking bait drag shit. That's just like, wait, like short wires and stuff. And it's just spitting out things from Drag Race or something. Yeah. Something that just, that will appeal to the judges. Cause it's such a fucking bad challenge. There's no way that you can be great in it. Do you know what I mean? So I just think like, give them, feed into their shitty little games. Give them exactly what they want, which is that. But I just couldn't. I mean, the fact that RuPaul was later on like, I didn't look at your storyboard, so I didn't do enough. It's like, well, don't worry. Cause Michelle was fucking sat in there and didn't say a word the whole time apart from maybe turn yourself 30 degrees.
But she can't make them better. She can only direct them.
But she
can't,
like, she
rewrite
it. She didn't direct them at all. Do you know what I mean? She couldn't be like,
this
is not...
She got Kitty to turn around so you could actually see her face.
This is not working or whatever.
What did you think about the Joan Crawford bit? Did it deserve being brought up so heavily multiple times?
Well, actually, the fourth time... You know, she mentions it twice in the episode. Mm. The fourth mention of it, I think I understood it.
Oh, you didn't get it before?
No.
Oh.
I thought she was getting it wrong.
Oh, no, I understood it, but I thought... So yeah, it's fine. It, like, I'm sure RuPaul would find that funny, but then she only gave you like a half laugh.
So did she mean no hanging wires or whatever she said, the way that she said it wrong?
Yeah.
No,
because it's a wireless device.
Sure, but it's not. Alexa isn't wireless.
But she was like, and now you can get the Joan Crawford wireless edition.
Sure. I just, because of the way that she sold it and she didn't really sell wireless, bear in mind, I'd heard the reference four times. So only on the fourth time that I got it, it's like, that's probably not that good.
Or since I got it on the first time, maybe you're just
sharp,
not that clever.
You're a sharp tack. Also, possibility. But if 50% of the audience aren't getting the joke, then probably it's probably not good enough to bring up twice. Mm. I can't bear that Charity is being sold as a last pick. Like the most creative, definitely. And probably someone that's going to think outside of the box, and she's been picked last.
I don't really care too much about who gets picked last.
What I do care is that I've only just noticed how fucking rowdy her face tats are. She pushed her hair back in the interview and I was just like, you have gigantic fucking face tats. So
yeah, like two big like fetish shoes and yeah. Queer drag or something.
That's so sick. But did you not feel like the wire hangers thing was a bit straight up pandering to Rue? Do you know what I mean? Like, the fact that they brought it up the second time, I was a bit like, this feels like you're just being like, oh, I could also put something in because I know that you think that's funny. It's like, it's not to make RuPaul laugh, the challenge.
But I mean, that is the aim of the whole program.
But it's a bit too transparent to say it to him.
Well, yeah, like, and if you at least want like a real cackle,
yeah,
if you were going to get it. He kind of gave like a pity laugh and it was kind of like, was it really worth bringing it up and going so hard on your impression?
Yeah. What about, but is that funny?
I was here for it, to be honest. It turned out it wasn't.
So jokes, just a cutting retort to just constantly, kept on saying it. And it's like, I know what is funny. That Cresta was like, I know what is funny, but contributing absolutely nothing.
Well, like, you might know what's not funny. I can't help, but that ain't it, sis.
Number one rule, don't say no unless you have an alternative option. That's helpful group work.
We've learned that from Freddie Fortune. Yeah. Come at me with... I can't even remember the phrase he uses now.
Other options, not answers, not negative.
Solutions, not problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They actually draw out the scene storyboards. Do they usually do that?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've ever noticed that. And then Lady Rubella comes into the room herself.
First of all, we'll put this on the pod, and I know we always forget to put things on, but this Instagram came out of RuPaul this week where he literally looks like the tortoise from the Neverending Story, like so very, very old, and potentially, I think it looks like he's trying to record a cameo, but it's just recorded onto Instagram. Anyway, the level of makeup that they must have in the workroom on him when he's like not in drag is insane. It looks like it must be as much as when he's in drag when you see him in real life.
Do you remember that photo that I sent to you where it was like a photo that someone had leaked? It disappeared quite quickly off the internet. Of someone had taken a photo of RuPaul in the wig cap with the tape on. It was quite old. It was like from like season 7 or something. And RuPaul, like, if for anyone that doesn't use face tapes out there, you put two face tapes at your temples, and some people put two on the jaw if you want to like pick up the neck as well. RuPaul had what can only be described as facial scaffolding, had like maybe like 12 different face tapes up, and they were yanked so tight. And you must have to put them on before every bit of makeup because his face is in a completely different position. Just everything is so yanked and drawn. I thought, that's not going to be good for you.
Just get a facelift.
Yeah, but also, like, I mean, he does look fantastic for his age, considering he's like very, very old. Well, he's not very old, but like much older than he appears.
Well, not when you see him out of makeup.
True.
Oh, Jesus.
Nasty!
Yeah, crazy.
I've got two things that I need to ask you, and these are big questions. Oh, first of all, do you find it funny when RuPaul says that he's never done his makeup himself?
of found it funny how much fun he was having. I love it when Rue's in these silly kind of moods, like just like kind of the slightly pissed uncle at the party rather than like stressing the girls out. I'd rather he be having a lol.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's what it is, isn't it? Brooklyn Heights is now a host and she's having her makeup done for her. Like,
but it's like the fact that RuPaul can't do their face well. They can't do it to the level that they critique other queens for. And then one of their main focuses is on how the girls look.
Yeah, but he also can't dance. Now what?
Well, he can't.
He can barely walk.
He can't sing. He can't dance. He can't do his own makeup. He can't make clothes.
So none of it matters, really. It's just what he likes.
I know, but it's the fact that like he looks in the girls' eyes and being like, I can't do anything. It's like, okay.
He doesn't need to. It's his show.
Question two. Do you believe that RuPaul watches the audition tapes? Especially multiple times?
I feel like once they've whittled it down to, like, if there's, like, real belters, they'll probably show him so that he can kind of have some kind of warmth.
I think at best he is sitting in an office having a nice bowl of ramen across from a laptop with it on while people talk over it.
I feel like at some point he has to sort of have, like, photo cards with their names on it so he can, like, learn who they are and stuff. So it's probably easier to do that, to learn who they are, if you've watched their audition tapes.
Sure.
Then look
sure.
at a photo.
I just feel like whenever that's brought up, whenever he's like, oh, I saw your audition tape, I just like, every single time it kind of, I'm like, I'm not sure I'm buying that, honey. I'm not sure I'm buying that you know who any of these guys are or that you've ever seen them before from the moment that they walk in. As much as hearing Teresa say, I shall stick it up my bum bum, was the palate cleanser that I needed. Hearing Rue talk about Teresa's cock is slightly mental, no? Did that not? He could be your granddad. He's nearly three times your age, and he's like, "Oh, you've got a." Just the fact that he like really doubled down. He's like, "Oh, you've got a really meaty tuck there. Very distracting." I was like, "Okay."
Blood runs through his veins, same as everybody else's, doesn't it?
If you cut me, I bleed.
Yeah, exactly. If the girl's got a meaty tuck,
I just thought that was probably one of the first times that we've ever saw them face to face. Just being like, "So, girl." Got a big dick.
We've literally have it in season one with Jade, like the original meaty tuck.
But just like up close in the workroom, man to man.
Sure.
but loved it. I need to point out that Kitty Scott Claus's eyebrows are in different postcodes. When I went in her interview, she has about 6 inches between her eyebrows.
Across?
Yeah. They're literally like the start of her eyebrows are so far away from each other. I thought, gorgeous.
For future ref, the gals, when drawing on your eyebrows, it's good to leave an eye-shaped distance between the two. So you're... What do you call it? The heads aren't.
No, this is actually her boy brows, her real brows when she's in her interview.
Sure, no, but I'm just giving tips and tricks.
Thank you. Listen to her. She's feeding the
children.
Popping the cord.
I'm trying to.
Feeding the children. Nuts that they were doing their makeup and leaving Charity to write the script.
It gave me two types of trauma that
Why?
Did. Just like flashback trauma of just like everyone else leaving someone else to be in charge.
Yeah.
It reminded me, A, coming back from the raves, getting like those 6 a.m. tubes, everyone would fall asleep and it'd be like, oh, cool.
None of us have
so
tickets.
I'll stay awake, shall I, and make sure that nobody don't go to like the other side of London.
Oh.
Right. And then the other time was when we were in San Francisco, drunk on Four Loko on the beach when those annoying girls came over. And I was like, let's go in the sea. And everyone was like, yeah, let's go in the sea. And everyone went in the sea. And I was like, cool. So I'll wait here with all of our money and phones on my own when it was my idea. You lot fucking frolic. Cool.
She's She's looking me directly in the eye.
Yeah, so Charity, babes.
If you could have seen the state that I was in on Four Loko on the beach, though, no choices were made. Just mania. But yeah, absolutely awful and very scary. I thought I really struggled with the whole, maybe it was the production, maybe it was the editing. Really struggled with how they all handled this weird situation that was just like, oh, Charity is just bossing us all around, making us do everything, whatever she wants. But they were all just like sitting there in silence, not giving any sort of alternative. And then they kind of all just blame her for it like going down. But
yeah,
it's like,
Crystal,
none
you're
of you did
the
anything.
Team leader. Even when they go into the filming,
like,
they're literally
the
just like gazing around. Just yeah. like, they've got nothing to do unless Charity's telling them.
And Michelle is literally like, congratulations, like you really wrangled it well.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, let's head into filming. Yet another attack on the comedic charm of onstage shitting humour that I'm sure really cut you deep, didn't it?
I've got so little to say about these filming things.
Because you're so angry.
Just because it was so shit. Team Scarlet, all I've got to say is manic panic. Like,
well, exactly.
Lord
I
almighty.
I can tell you one thing that you did love and enjoy, though. Is that crunchy little wig on Teresa.
I didn't even.
No, obviously not. Like,
half your head's hanging out, Gil.
And that lovely Mooglet, she looked like a sort of like Liza impersonator after a couple of packs of Woodbines or something. Mm. I don't know. Like she, but yeah, I was just very, I didn't like this because I was just like, why are they blaming charity? I think, like, I did get that maybe they found that she was being a bit sort of gaslight gatekeep girl boss, but she.
Oh, you moved on to Team Crystal.
Oh, it's just all a blur at this point. I didn't have very formed thoughts about any of it. But she did feel a bit like a sacrificial lamb for this whole thing, didn't she? Just like, we haven't got any ideas. We don't really like what we're doing. We don't really know what we're doing. But if anyone, blame charity.
Yeah, for sure. Did you see that River's wearing her mum's suit?
And so gorgeous on them. Absolutely loved it. I wish Charity had said what era the old advert was for a bit more definition. Do you know what I mean?
Because like, she didn't know.
Do you know what I mean? Being like, oh, I'm sort of like, I'm just dressing old. It's like an old person, like a 1920s.
I
like,
guess
do you know what
she
I mean?
Like, meant was going to do the same as every other Drag Race advert and do like an 80s infomercial. But
sure.
Because that's what River Suit was. And that's kind of the energy at the end, but did not come through with anyone's clothes or looks.
But I did think with theirs, there was some storyline and some development. I mean, it was dog shit, don't get me wrong, but like, I thought at least that one had a bit of a narrative to it.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me.
Something LGBT just happened to me just now. Like, I can't even make this shit up.
That's all we can say for sure happened. Yeah,
LBGTZs. The dolls re-enter the workroom on Elimination Day to put some little final touches to their runway looks. And season three, a lot of trauma.
All these young girls losing their mums so young is actually like
she
heartbreaking.
She lost her mum yet.
But she is very, very, she's got a terminal illness, wasn't she? Saying that?
Yes.
That I she's going to die soon.
Oh.
I mean, we're all going to die. So I just had to add the soon. That wasn't a threat. That was more like sooner than later.
I mean, it was just so difficult. I mean, we've just had so many difficult stories, and it's just like one thing that does make it better is that at least with the UK one, they do feel like they have a basis of. It doesn't feel so produced. Do you know what I mean? Like her just sitting there talking about it, just like really like softened Scarlett and. Sorry, that sounds awful, like they need a storyline to soften them, which they don't at all, obviously. But just, I felt like it felt justified and it felt like a warm moment between sisters, that's what I mean, rather than like, so, tell us about your...
It seems like Kitty's taken over from Vanity as the...
The heavy lifting of the trauma, tour. It, do you know what was giving me light relief, though?
Is K. No, that's Spanish for what, sorry.
Oh. Also ketamine. Every frame of Kitty Scott Claus was like a step-by-step drag YouTube tutorial. It was like, she'd be like talking to her and then it would like flick back to her and she was like, my brows are blocked. And then she'd be talking to them and then it'd be back and it was like, contour. And just like every single time it flipped back to her, she was like more and more in drag. And unfortunately Scarlett was like, not at all.
No.
It was just like, wow, this conversation has really been going on.
I really love on Drag Race just the weird states you catch people in.
Absolutely,
just
one of the greatest.
Half done, half glued down.
I need to say, Kitty Scott Claus and River are the beating heart of season three. They are like...
The meeting shot.
Yeah, exactly. Like they are the heart and soul of it. And I love both of them.
Shall we have a mini bum boy break?
Yes, please.
Please welcome back to the stage. Oh, she's been a bitch tonight. Miss Ogeny.
Our resident medical expert on anal. It's Professor Lax.
I don't get it.
Prolapse.
Oh, I thought it said Professor Lax.
Oh. Should we do it again?
Nah.
It was just, I hate to say it, honey, but two quite weak ones from both of us. I wasn't into either of them, sorry.
Mine's better than yours. Mine actually makes sense.
I thought prolapse, again, just need to engage.
It sounded like you said prolax. Professor Lax.
Wow,
I was thinking, oh, what? Chicken laxer?
Well. A multicultural queen. Really attacking my diction there. Sorry, girls. How did you feel the old school Rue in this sort of gown get-up?
I loved how everybody looked. Everyone looked great tonight. I loved Rue's cutouts. I loved Michelle's cute little hairdo. Alan's suit was nice. I loved Leanne Spaghetti's hair and a statement glove. Love it, gals.
I love Leanne so much. But I love how now all of my references for how people look are drag queens. So my first thought was that, oh, she looks like Shay.
Mm.
It's like, No, Shay looks like her. Shay is emulating a woman and emulating women's hairstyles. Thoughts on expensive looking drag as a notion?
Benny Henny. I mean, I'm neither here nor there with it,
no.
Really.
Oh, I thought it was quite problematic. I just thought, like, I don't understand why this is a drag goal to look expensive. Like, glamorous, yes. Like, classy drag. Some, I don't know, red carpet, I don't, something. It's just like this. It already, like, separates queens from being able to even apply that, like, I don't have any money. So then the idea that it would maybe make me feel a bit different if it was like you, it was a challenge where you had to make something out of shit look expensive. But the fact that it's like, you can be like, oh, I've got an like, you could spend loads of money and he'd be like, that looks really expensive. And then you could win. It's just kind of fucking gross, no?
No, I think it's about how clever you are. How much was Crystal's bodysuit? $4,000? That didn't look expensive and she didn't win, so.
But they were like, you look great.
Not really. They like, she looks great because she's Crystal. But they didn't really.
She didn't get a single negative critique.
No, but they wouldn't. They weren't like being like, this looks expensive. This is it. They were like, obviously you look great because you're Crystal.
I think maybe my beef is more to do with the judging then. Because it's like, if they were like, wow, like if they had the energy for River that they had with everyone being like, this might not be expensive, but this looks expensive. Mm. But I don't really feel like that's how it's judged at all. Mm. And that if you were going to come on with something that was like quite expensive, just that they could tell that it was like had completely like rhinestone or something that they read as money, they'd be like, yes, congratulations, this is sick. Do you know what I mean? Which is just kind of funny.
But then because Crystal's was fully rhinestoned.
Okay, let's talk. What would you do for expensive looking drag?
It's actually expanny heeny. Can we get it right? Sure. Expensive looking drag. Yeah. My first thought was Fabergé egg. That's what I think of when I think of expensive
like
things.
Cracker.
Well, no, not. I wouldn't want to come dressed like a fucking egg. Humpty Dumpty. So I was looking around to see what the vibe was around the time of the Fabergés.
Yeah.
Found a painting of Empress Maria Feodorovna, and she was very glam. So kind of want to be dressed inspired by the shapes and accessories of 1917 Russian royalty, but in the patterns and vibe of a Fabergé egg. I did have a sidebar thinking, you're not Russian, though. Why don't you work on your own culture, bitch? And I thought, all right, fine. Lucrezia Borgia, both Italian and my namesake. But that medieval get-up weren't very spenny, Henny.
No.
So
I'd like to see you as sort of a czarina. That'd be very sure. cute for the girls. I, in fact, went down a very similar path. And thought, rather than going expensive looking, a person that is known for being extravagant. I thought that's a better way to say it. And I would go down the route of Marchesa Luisa Cazzati, who was like an Italian heiress.
She's coming for my culture.
Wow. Who was like an Italian heiress, and she was like known throughout history as being like one of the most eccentric women of history. And she used to wear like sort of like live snakes, and she used to have like white snow leopards on leashes that she used to walk around on, like crystal leashes. But she was like known because she used to have these like huge big black eyes, and she used to
husband.
No husband, honey. Just like she used to have like...
That was a joke.
I know, it's just very dark. I thought we'd gloss over it. You've already told her twice. and she was just known. She had like... There's a very famous Man Ray photo of her with her leopards and stuff. And I was thinking, I think I'd go down that route of being like a very eccentric like woman.
Sure.
And do sort of like... She also has a very famous thing where she had this big light up costume that was made of like a million peacock feathers. And I think I'd do something with that.
Fantastic.
Let's talk the girls on the runway. First up, we have Elle of a Day serving as Gwen Verdon does Sweet Charity.
Who's Gwen Verdon?
She's Bob Fosse's wife.
Sure.
You know they had the programme called Bob and Gwen.
Nah.
Well, there we are then.
I won't lie to you, Barney, no. Ella, I thought, body is right. I did...
Right, really? When you've been such a... So you think it looks much better if it's covered up?
What?
Well, it was the same body. It's the same breastplate. It's the same padding and stuff. Do you like it when it's like in a dress like that?
Well, we're talking more of the waist, really. Like, okay. And I guess you don't notice the boobs if they're covered in black.
It seems so obscene.
Yeah, they're just, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, thought it looked great. But the back was a little nice surprise, but not the best done. I definitely could have done with a little cheeky bum crack to make the new delusion seem a bit more realistic. Mm. Looked nice enough, but generally pretty.
You're boring.
Six truffles from me.
I was also six. I mean, if you haven't got anything nice to say, Zibit.
And we move on.
Scarlett Harlow.
You've got not one thing nice to say. Because in that case, surely there'd be a zero.
zero, none. I just thought the hair was very, very aging. Do you know what? It's one of them situations. There's normally one each season where the queen...
There's a couple of girls in here I don't care for.
They just... The choices that they make in terms of styling, in terms of makeup, hair, everything is just like the polar opposite of what I would do. Mm. So it's just like, it's... You don't want to just critique them each week of just being like, this is not to my taste. Do you know what I mean? It's like how... who said it later on? Charity to Ella. Just yeah. We're not each other's taste.
Or something. Scarlett?
Maybe someone else. Yeah. And it's just that's just what I get with Ella. Mm-hmm. I would the last thing I would want to look like is like milfy, like mumsy. And I just, yeah. I always want to modernise everything I do. So I would go six as well. Next up we have Scarlett Harlot serving Miranda Priestly meets a Soho madam. That were her choice of words.
Yeah, not us, not this. Views expressed by the
Meryl
pod.
Streep would go fucking Tyra Sanchez on these toes if she could hear how much that name is misappropriated.
Mm. Literally, anytime anyone is in a suit or has grey hair.
The only thing more tired than saying that you look like Miranda Priestly because you're like slightly doing business is I own 21% of this company. Mm. Like, oh God, let it go, girls.
I thought her face looked nice, but the whole thing just looked a bit cheapies for me. And it was such a cuss when Michelle said the devil wears Primark, because it's like, you think you probably are.
But yeah, I went six for this.
I went six also.
Next up, we have Kitty Scott-Claus serving Body Oddy Oddy.
Shout out How's Your Head and Benjamin Paul for that. Gorgeous,
so fluffy,
bridgy,
so light.
Angel wig, and then Kitty's face to be the cherry at the bottom, if you will. Gorge.
It was all just working for me. It wasn't very groundbreaking. It wasn't very. It wasn't a look I've never seen before. But it just
coins were expensive, groundbreaking.
Yeah, and also plastic coins. it just all worked for me. I thought I didn't like go crazy for it, but I just liked it. Just thought it was nice.
Yeah, for a perfectly lovely little pop star bar outfit. Metallic plastic discs aren't really that spenny to me. So I'd go seven.
Definitely, I thought it was fun. I liked the beat.
I did think it was fun and I did like the beat and good. I also gave it seven. Next up, we have Theresa May. Seven Gold Rush.
I was so disappointed with this.
Even when she said Yahoo instead of Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yahoo! Oh, no.
Give us some gems, honey. Come on. A little sparkle.
I'm glad she went, even though she went in the wrong direction, I'm glad she went in a direction. Her doing that was ultimately more interesting than people just being like, I own 21% of it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's it.
To be fair, didn't they say that about her? I don't think she said it about herself.
Oh, yeah. I'm not cussing out Scarlett. Like, they've
not yet.
do you know what I mean? Like, to me, a Gold Rush, even though it wasn't done with the finesse that I would love, if you went down the Gold Rush route, that is infinitely more interesting than just being like, I'm an expensive businesswoman.
If it wasn't, the category wasn't expensive and it was something else, then I would have liked it, because I'm upset. I like anything cowboy, anything cowgirl, anything tassels, anything for cowboy hat, anything gold. Like, I should
really,
have really liked
ticking
it.
All your boxes. Yeah. I still gave it a six.
I gave it a cinco.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's low. It's sad. Next up, we have Crystal Versace serving Sex and Realness.
Okay. Love the makeup, but all I can see is a beige shoe with a gunmetal bodysuit, and I gave it a six. I know it's very expensive. Although, literally, how much do you think, what are they called again? Bang London were smashing the TV when Michelle Visage later on says it looks like a Boohoo nightclub outfit.
First of all,
what's the thing first?
The thing is that it's a bodysuit. First of all, she's already wearing, that's basically what she wore for the girl band challenge.
Yeah, the mirrored one.
And also, she wears bodysuits a lot. So I would say that, I imagine that Crystal is like, I'm a bodysuit. That's a very quintessential silhouette. Mm. I serve body, so I want it all to be seen.
It's Crystals, which is my name.
Yeah. But I mean, it just, I know it is expensive. This is why she's a real perfect example of like why I don't like this being a runway. Like, it is expensive. They were probably hand sewn on, I imagine that's why it's so expensive. Mm. No. Or like the material is very fucking expensive. And it looks incredible under light, especially in like a bar, especially in a dark room with spotlights on you. She looks incredible. And it is literally £1,000 to buy on the Buckingham website.
I thought it was like 4,000.
No, I think it's 1,000, isn't it?
I thought you said it was 4,000.
No, I think it's 1,000.
Okay, fine. That makes it a lot better. But surely that's...
£1,000 for a bodysuit.
But surely that's proving your point, though, because it's like people that haven't spent that much have still managed to look more expensive than her. So it's not about how much money you got, it's how clever you are.
But what I'm talking... My beef isn't with the girls, because they're just trying to fulfil what they're being asked. My beef is with the judging that... This would have been like, first of all, is it a goal in drag to be like, I want to look like I have loads of money? That's gross to me.
But it's kind of a common thing. Everyone,
don't you want to look glamorous?
But I think that goes hand in hand with like,
no, it doesn't. Like
rich.
if you can make yourself a nice dress with like a nice like velvet, like you can make if you made a velvet gown that can be £80 in material. Do you know what I mean?
It can still look expensive. It's not about the price. Yeah. It's about the look and how you accessorize it and the hair. And
but I think Crystal is a perfect example for me personally. Is that she just was like, oh, I'll wear something that's expensive, and it didn't look expensive. It wasn't justified, but she was like, well, I know that this costs loads of money, and it's like buying into the idea that you need loads of money to be successful on Drag Race, and they're giving them a platform for that. Do you know what I mean? Like someone like River, maybe hers costed £100 and she looked very expensive. That's fucking great, and I'm glad that they pointed out. I don't know whether this is expensive or not, but Crystal doing that just proves that it's just like, oh, actually, all you do need is money to just skate by, because it didn't look good. Do you know what I mean? We've both sat here and been like, it's a six. She didn't accessorize it well. There wasn't even any accoutrement on it. There wasn't like a silhouette to it. It was just literally a bodysuit.
Yeah, but I think that's the name of the game. It's like it shows you have to work smarter, not harder, to like get the look.
I mean, like I said, no hate to Crystal. She's literally fulfilling what they asked for. But yeah, it was a bodysuit. And also as well, if you put that on Kitty... Well, I suppose Kitty was in a bodysuit.
Why are you
going to
body
well.
Shame Kitty now?
No. All I'm saying is like, but actually, Kitty's a perfect example of it because they were like, your body looks incredible, and she was in a bodysuit. Mm. So Kitty's not the girl to go for. But yeah, whatever. River Medway serving red and gold wealth. First up, how many truffles?
I gave it a 9.
9? Why?
Yeah. Second inspection, it was just like some red material with some gold. Stuff on it, but
and suddenly you're a seamstress.
The wow factor was amazing, but yeah, it could have been, it wasn't perfect, it could have been more wow.
How much would you say that you know about Southeast Asian traditional robes?
I know that they could have a lot more accoutrements and adornments.
Would you say that you have seen that traditional robe before?
Would you say that it's my opinion and I'm allowed to give things not 10 if I don't want to?
Not when it's River, no.
Really?
Anyone else? I gave it a 10. So sumptuous, so angelic. Her face has never looked more beautiful. I know exactly what you mean. It was like the gown wasn't breathtaking, but I just thought, I don't know what it's supposed to look like. So maybe that is just, she is just wearing a traditional robe. And I love her, so it's a 10.
Fine.
Then next up, we have Charity Case serving Evil Tooth Fairy. Now, such a smart, elevated use of narrative. Such a good meander away from like, oh, money, expensive. Like using the idea that there's like, she's created like a character, a creature that's like stealing and acquiring things that they think are expensive and then making an outfit out of them, taking it in a completely different direction that no one else would. Like, who else is going to do it apart from Charity? Absolutely fucking fantastic 10.
I thought this is great. Love the wings. Love the idea. Giving me very like rumpled dick skin vibe. I gave it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
What made you not give it a 10?
I just didn't think it was great enough for a 10.
Okay.
To me, 10 is perfect and like, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I just thought the detail of it though was so like, I think maybe if they hadn't gone in and shown, you know, when they were like the detail on it and it like went into like the corset and then the shoe, I was like, fuck, it's so intricate. Yeah, it seemed like a 10 for me. But who fucking knows what matters on this runway? Anyway, next up we have Vanity Milan serving Dripping Chandelier.
Is this America's Next Top Model? excuse me, the face, that soft, feminine, natural beauty. I don't even mind that the hair was half the size it should have been. Like that whole top of head was just like that's like red carpet at the Oscars, gorgeous.
She's never looked more beautiful in her.
No one has.
No one. No. Not even you. And that hair colour with her. One thing that Vanity Milan gives you what you like of is like her colour tone stories. Like that, her skin with that colour hair was like It was heaven to me. And she always gets her hair colour right. Gorgeous. And I absolutely loved it. Okay, for a 9.
Unfortunately, the outfit really dragged down her score for me.
I actually can't remember what the outfit was.
It was chandelier beads on a bodysuit.
Oh, no. Fine. Fine.
So for me, it is a 7.
Definitely, I thought it was fun. I liked the beads.
Oh,
if she had had better costume, it could have been much higher.
Oh, we all want better costumes, honey. I just thought she was beautiful. Let's talk Zinger and Minger. What zinged for Lukey Luck this week?
Kitty Scott Claus.
Yeah, absolutely. So fantastic. Just so feathery.
Gorgeous.
So light. Like,
just lovely.
And what I really liked about it as well is that it wasn't like over hairsprayed into like an up do. It was just like real girl hair. Mine was actually Vanity in that gorgeous burnt toffee orange Marcel. Just thought, yes. Yuminga.
Teresa's little one in the challenge. So half of your head is hanging out of the side of it, Reezy.
The moose scrunch. Oh, mine was the Miranda Priestley. Sometimes it is not Miranda Priestley. It's just like sometimes it's old woman hair.
Yeah. I feel like the shape of it was nice enough and stuff.
No, because we've seen crystals and we've seen a lot of them, that exact hair. I don't know who did Scarlett's, but...
But Scarlett's was a lot smaller. That this had a lot more coiffure to it.
Well, do you remember Electra Fences was much more like taller and much more coiffure?
Yeah, I feel Scarlett sits in the middle of them too.
Yeah, and I just much preferred Crystals. Like Crystals was looked perfect for her head, whereas I just didn't really. I thought it looked a bit old lady. So, yeah. And then we see the groups. So first up, we have Scarlett Harlot's group. Tell me what you thought. And is your first comment going to be about the homophobic writing on Scarlett Harlot?
No, my first word is just woof. This was tough.
I wasn't really sure what you were going to go then. I thought you were talking about, like, you know, like on Scruff, the noise that they make. It's like, yeah, you get like woofed at.
But you know the emoji when it's just like the two eyes and the very straight mouth?
Yeah.
That was literally me for this whole segment. You could not hoist a smirk out of me if you tried. But the party girl was probably the best skit, but like Scarlett's hosting was so jarring. Was she trying to be posh? And then when it finished and Kitty laughed to the echo of silence in the room, I was screaming at the edge of the sofa.
Yeah. Yeah. The strange choice to make drag Lexa not only a person, but also different people. So bizarre.
Yeah. Like, have you ever, like, they're just trying to think of what's a real funny scene we can do, and rather like, how does an Alexa work? What is an Alexa?
God, I'd want to be with you so much on this challenge that, like, I'd want to really be with someone that, like, broke it down, being like, no, what does the judges want? Like, how are we going to sell a drag collector? Rather than be like, oh my God, you know what's a really funny scene? If, like, there's like a drag queen, she looks busted.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's like, how the
real
fuck?
Real shady.
Yeah, like, how do you sell this shit? The occupational hazard of always using the same tired challenge formats with tired concepts is really starting to wear thin, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost like
it's not the girl's fault for falling back on the old shit, because that's what the game
is
doing.
So bad. But yeah, I just, when it opened with that lighting on Scarlett, I was like, you don't care for these girls.
No.
You don't like them. Thoughts on Crystal's group?
Do you know what it doesn't do?
What?
Get any better the second time you watch it.
No, I felt that.
I think, yeah, Rue just hit it on the head when she was like, there's literally nothing original in there whatsoever.
No.
Is this the first time that no one's ever been safe? What happened on season 11 when there was like the 20-man lip sync? Was no one safe on that either?
No, it was just so many of them were in the bottom. There was a winning group.
Well, there are three teams and two of them were in the bottom.
Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, but you know what? I hate to say it, but you know, Crystal Versace was like the humour isn't funny. But then seeing the thing, it was like...
She was right. I can imagine. I'm sure it has happened to me, like... questioning, like, is that funny though, with like a joke you've made kind of thing, and like it will really, like, it's like, oh, you're trying to cut me open and rip my heart out with
funny is all I have.
Yeah. Like, how dare you?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult, isn't it? Because also, who's to say that some of the jokes that Scarlett, that Charity threw in the ring would have been fine if it wasn't all of Charity's humour, and if everyone had stepped up to the plate and actually given some jokes in, that it might have been a well-balanced scene. Who knows? But maybe it's also just editing.
I can't believe Michelle Visage has the gall, the gumption. Come on, taste. What else? The audacity, the nerve. All of the above. To say to Charity, get you a queen who can do both. You're literally talking about how yesterday she looked beautiful and today she's a character. How is that not giving you both? Like, listen to the words you are saying.
I don't want to get too far into this because, you know, once we take the lid off...
I really hate it, Cassie.
Once we take the lid off, I'm never going to stop. Why does Charity need to do beautiful makeup? Show us the other... Like, no queens who do pretty drag have ever been challenged to do alternative drag, ever. Charity has, first of all, given it to us on more than one occasion. They literally said, like you said, in the challenge, like, wow, you look so beautiful. And it's like, so they've not only has she done it this week, but she also gave you a full red carpet. And they were like, wow, look at your gorgeous makeup. Look at you in a red carpet look. Like,
Dragathon, she was giving you, like... woman.
And every single runway she's given you full conceptualized look that has, like, whether you love it or not, it has been so different. And yet, like, I'm like Crystal Versace or someone, like, comes out and she has she's a bodysuit queen, or like, or Kitty Scott Claus or something. Like, these people have a very quintessential drag look for them, and it is never challenged. And it just blows my mind that they have such limited, restricted views of drag that they wanted Charity out. I know that sounds very 5G conspiracy, but I just feel like when I realised who it was going to be in the lip sync, I was like, again, so unjustified. And that I was like, I think they're just done with Charity. I don't think they think it fits well. And it just seems so unjustified.
It feels like we're leading, going towards a very Aryan top three, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. Luke, I've got a question for you. Are we wanting to emulate pimps?
Not really, no.
No, I don't like it at all. As soon as
a person who will take the money of someone who's been putting themselves out sex working. No.
Well, this is the thing. If we are going to, like... We support sex work as valid form of work. Like, the idea of a pimp goes against that. So, and it's also, like, really tied with, like, sex trafficking. It's just weird that you'd be like, oh my God, I'm a pimp. It's like, that's not something we want to be.
Well, I guess Lady Pimp is kind of half allowed now because of Madonna. Really. It's not when you break it down.
Infuriating that they were like, Teresa, your outfit doesn't work with the theme. They literally said it to her, being like, I don't get this, and it doesn't work. But somehow it was fine enough to keep her safe. But Charity's, even though they were like, this is absolutely high art, that doesn't keep her safe. It just doesn't make any sense.
I wonder how much
the
runway even comes into anything.
Yeah.
But then Charity's the only one and her team that did any work. So why would she be at the bottom?
And also Michelle was like, congratulations, you did very well on set. It's just like,
watching it the second time when they finish recording and Charity does her little spin, like, did it? It's like, oh, don't get happy,
honey,
babe.
Yeah. They are not here to support you, unfortunately.
So who would you send home?
I don't know. It was such a bad challenge. And first of all, River should have won.
Well, yeah, because she's the only one that... She looked great and they had nothing bad to say about her performance.
Yeah, and I thought she did quite well in the performance. I thought she created like a levity to it. She was light and she was fun. And I thought she was doing what Ella thought she was doing.
Yeah.
But River did it well, I thought. I don't know. It's I think that maybe Teresa, I hate to say it, maybe Teresa should have been in the bottom because...
I would have said Scarlett. I would send home.
Definitely. Oh, I was just thinking who with Scarlett. 100%, 100% Scarlett.
No, who would you send home, not be in the bottom?
Oh, Scarlett. 100% sure. Would have gone home. But do you know what really fucking ground my gears?
What? Tell us.
When we went back to the Untucked moment is... Just what bullshit Ella's reasoning was. Like, when they were like, who should go home? Ella's reasoning, like you said, that you mentioned earlier, it's just like, it didn't make any sense. And it just felt a bit like she was kind of like doing a personal dig and then making up some bullshit to try and cover it up.
Yeah, and then such a good point from Charity, like exposing the bullshit reasons, being like, yeah, like having your teammates saying you should be next to go isn't going to build you up and bring you into posy vibes, is it?
And she's like, oh, she really dwells on like the negative because like she's been told that she's got like great art, which is fucking subjective. You cannot look at Charity and be like, the amount of time and effort that goes into her looks, whether you like it or not, it is subjective that she's a fucking fantastic artist. You don't have to like it, but everyone would respect that there is real fucking commitment and like excellence that goes into her work. So it's like they're not like giving you an opinion on her drag, like everyone.
No, she is basically being like, if I got told that what I do is art, I'd be so happy.
Does Ella think what she does is art?
Well, probably not, but that's probably why she's being like, like if I was on your level, I'd be so happy. So like, but, you should
but this
be happy.
Is what, this but... is why I didn't like it, because she was like, oh, if I was told that, then like I wouldn't dwell on the little things, like you being in the bottom all the time and them not like, it's like all since she's got here. Yeah, they've like they've pointed out that what you do is absolutely incredible. But like I said, that's subjective. All they've done apart from that is just be like, nah, don't like it. Don't like it. Don't you? Of course, she's dwelling
what do you mean
on it.
But that's subjective. Essentially, that's obvious. That's not
objective. That's,
sure.
Sorry.
I've been getting very confused up in here.
No. Sorry. What I mean is like the fact that she's an incredible artist is objective. Like yeah. She is fucking great. And you would it would be absolutely mental if any of them sat there and said otherwise. But all that she's got since she's got here is just like critique after critique after critique being held to a different standard. And then Ella, of all people, sits there and goes like, oh, like, I think she's just dwelling on the negative. It's like all she's got is negative.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So just that it just seems
yeah,
so
and if
unjustified.
You know that your art is great. And it, of course, it's great because you spent 15 hours yeah. sticking on things. And like hearing them say it's great is kind of pointless because like, yeah. Well, that's obvious.
That's what I mean. Like,
and it was very spicy this week compared to normal, don't you think? Lots of clapping back.
What about Scarlett saying that Charity had a negative attitude after her little bitch fit last week? It's like, no, that's you, honey. the call is coming from inside the house. Kitty Scott Claus as well. I felt it was all very spicy. Kitty Scott Claus saying just like, I'm just not a fan of her looks in general.
Mm.
Okay, bitch.
And then old lovely River being like, do you know what? You really need to let people finish their sentences and stuff.
She's the last person I'd want to hear that from. If River just leaned over with her soft little kindness and was like, you need to let other people speak, I'd be like.
But then I did kind of see it like, what's her name? Scarlett has just had basically everyone apart from three people say that she should be sent home. And like, I get that if she doesn't necessarily want to have to like talk about that to people straight away, like she's just be like, oh shit, all these people I thought I was tight with and now like they think I'm the worst. Like, I get why you would not necessarily want to have to talk and explain yourself. Like, can I just like take in these feelings without everyone like getting at me?
But that's because you are childish.
Maybe.
It's, do you know what it is? It's like,
but you can't just
how
like...
she felt is completely valid. Like, she was like, I feel really fucking blindsided by this.
Mm.
But her reaction was just fucking childish. Like,
but yeah, she is a child. She's 19. But it's like, they should like kind of give someone who's just
safeguard
had,
them.
Just give them a bit of space if they've just had this bad news. You don't need to be like, so how do you feel? How does it feel? It's like, fuck
know,
off.
Do you know why I think it is jarring? Is because she has so much to say about everyone else. And it just felt like she obviously, yeah.
And constantly talking over people when they're trying to say things.
Did you also clock that they were like, first of all, they were like, you talk over people. And then after she said that, she talked over someone. And then when she left, Ella was talking and she came back and then she just talked over her as soon as it was
and
like,
then when she came back in, they were having a conversation and she just like, right, okay, this is
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I mean with Ella. It was Ella was talking and she was like talking to the group. And then she was like, do you know why I'm upset? It's like, okay, so you are just going to really yeah. like. But
it's going to be a hard week watching this back for Scarlett. She's not going to like seeing all this.
She did tweet about it, actually.
Really? What did she say?
She said that I was really embarrassed watching it back. But I just think, like, again, like, I know I don't, for TV sake, I don't want to see a young person have an awful moment like that. She said it went from the best experience to being the worst.
Mm.
And I think if you're not at a level of maturity where you can deal with these situations, then it is not safe to be putting these people on TV. And I do think she's too young to be on TV because her behaviour, I think it could get worse next week. Do you know what I mean? Like with the reading challenge, when I saw that and there was like, she's going to be, she's real, real bitter. And I just think like,
yeah, hopefully this is going to be her storyline.
I don't, yeah. If she'd come on when she was maybe 23, and she could just fucking kill it, then that would be her legacy. But you don't want her to come on and like people are like, oh, but she's, this might affect her bookings. This might affect, do you know what I mean? Like some people come off Drag Race and how they behaved means that they can't get the bookings that they had before they went on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's, ugh. But I just think that this whole situation with her was so hard to watch. And I just thought, I really agree with you that like, they did all straight away be like, okay, let's talk about it. And she's like, I'm actually not ready to talk about it. But also, She's so ready to throw, like we've said, every single week, she's so ready to throw these like barbed jokes at people. Yeah. And she's the first one to do that. But it's like the first time that like she's dealing with people really justified. You were in the bottom last week. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And you got a double save that I don't think she thinks she did fantastic in that lip sync. And then she didn't do well in the challenge. They all did badly in the challenge. So it's like, you do have a magnifying glass on you about that you should be doing well this week, but it's like none of us did well. So actually, we're not even coming from a place of like, there's a group that did really, really well, like cussing you out. Do you know what I mean? Everyone did badly.
Yeah.
So the mature response would just be like, that was really shit. That felt awful and I hated that. But what I didn't like, it was like very emotionally manipulative and very immature to be like, I thought people loved me. It's like, it doesn't have any bearing of whether they love you or not. They had to mention someone.
So
and
you mentioned Charity. So you don't love Charity, who's your best friend.
You mentioned Charity. Mm. And
but she was obviously still pressed from earlier because she then mentioned it, wasn't she?
I really like Charity being like, I'm not here to bring you positivity. Mm. It's like, put on a fucking t-shirt, honey. Like, she's not. I am here for myself. It is not my job to make you feel positive, which I liked. And there was just, I felt like it was, they were given fair critiques and it was just met with a bit of victim mentality. But also Vanity, giving a lot of clarity. She was like, I only care about Rue. Mm. The only person whose opinion matters is Rue. And I was like, okay, cool.
The one who's signing that. Oh, wait.
And then we move on to the lip sync. And in the lip sync this
deliberation,
week.
Deliberation,
honey. Let's talk deliberation.
So Leanne says she likes talking about her poo.
Yeah.
Do you?
I will. I don't love it. It's not my favourite thing to talk about, but I'll talk about it.
Are we going to
branch off and do a poo pod?
Could do.
Poo cast.
My dad and his ex-girlfriend, Kathy, they had to break up so she could look after her dad in France. And to this day, they speak every day and discuss their bowel movements.
Really? Mm. Sexy?
Well, I think more just...
keeping each other
very, very medical.
Yeah. Very cute. So for the lip sync, we have, again, it is Groundhog Day. Scarlett Harlow and Charity, as we've mentioned, this just felt like they were pushing. Charity needed to be at the bottom. Made no sense why she was there, but...
I'm pretty sure this ain't going to be another double save.
What I'm pretty sure it's going to be is 4 minutes of Scarlett pointing.
Yes.
Loves a point, doesn't she? The one thing, I'm not going to say much about this lip sync, the one thing I want to say is that the thing that bothered me most about this whole episode is Scarlett pushing Charity's head was fucking gross. And that really, to me, was like, that says everything about you. Okay, cool.
I can't remember. I wasn't really paying attention the second time round.
She's on one of the lyrics that was like, something like get out of my way or whatever, she literally put put her hand on Charity's head and pushed her out of the way, and Charity sort of looked back.
Drag is
like,
not a contact sport.
But why was it not brought up? First of all, for her to win, like, I guess maybe they didn't see, but it was very fucking obvious. It was in the middle of the stage and they were standing together, so their attention
well,
kind
we're
of
gonna have to put that on the on
well,
this
people
Insta.
Are fucking hot on Twitter being like, what the fuck? Why would you, like, she really pushed her head out of the way.
Great. I just thought it was such a weird choice. I mean, I'm glad Dame Shirl finally gets her roses on the show, but always. Like, give us Goldfinger. This is so weird. And I just thought, if it was me, you'd have to, like, give it a character to get through it. So yeah. I would imagine I would do it in Jujubee's Eartha Kitt kind of character.
Oh, okay.
The miniature walked in the joint and give it very just, like... full
you pop
hot
out
ham.
A teeny top hat.
Yeah.
Little cane.
So I feel like
the Monopoly man.
Yeah, you can't just play it straight because, it's just way too much pointing. And like, I feel like if Charity did well giving it a character, but after them just saying they want like duality from her, I just wish that she had just done some real hammy, like showgirl kind of moves to show that she's like a bit more like tongue in cheeky and she can give them. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I would have done? I would have, for her, I would have brought a wig with me and maybe like fixed it underneath the hat or something and turned around. I don't know how quickly she could do this, but I would have ripped the nose off and taken the contacts out. Well, or came back
fuck
off,
with the contact.
Or
no
came
one's
back
speed
on
taking
stage.
Out contacts.
Once she realises that she might be a thing, I would have taken the contacts out. And even if you just like took the nose off and blended the white underneath or whatever, because if she hadn't looked, if she'd like just looked a bit more
human.
Then she might have been able to put it through. But it's like when you're in such severe character, it's like,
yeah, and then, yeah, when the when they took the hat off and then the fingers, I thought the nose was going to come off too. I didn't really get what it did. And then I thought, if you're going to take the hat off, yeah, like, wear a wig. Don't just wear your everyday hair.
Well, I mean, she's like, they do have nice long hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is the length of like some of the wigs that the girls wear.
It just, when you compare it to like drag hair or wig hair, it just seemed a bit kind of lackluster, a bit kind of just like.
But I think it was more of a.
It didn't match the.
The grandiose of the costume.
Yes.
I think it was more that like they wanted a move and they were like, this is going to fall off. Yeah. It's going to like restrict.
But I wish that they thought about that more backstage and could have given us some stunts.
But I think they were probably like, I won't lip sync.
Yeah.
That would be completely mental. There's no way that like, I'll be in the bottom. But I hate to say it, but we have to kiss goodbye to our angel baby charity.
My heart really sank when she said Scarlett's name.
This is like the dagger in my heart. I just can't believe they've gone. Mm. Like with Victoria going and now Charity, it's like, well, I really, really, really disappointed seeing Charity go. And just think of all the looks that we could have got from them.
Mm. And now, who do you think is going to be any good at Snatch Game? Are we excited for Snatches?
Did you know who?
I reckon Katie Scott Claus is going
to
be good.
Yeah, I hope so. I can't wait to see who they do. Do you know who Charity was going to do?
No.
She's going to do the devil.
Sure.
Which would have been exciting. But yeah, I'm really excited for Snatch Game to just
do you know
to
who
see.
Vicky was going
to
do?
Oh, I do.
I'm
oh,
sure
they were
we'll
going to drag. They were
going to
drag King. It was a man. Mm. They were going to do it a bit of kinging for us. But yeah, we will find out this week. But very, very exciting. Let's talk Rose and Thorn, Lukes.
Well, fine. What's your Rose? Wow. Really came prepared with that one.
No,
didn't
I've
you?
Just written them. Why have I, every single week I write them the other way? You say your rose. I've written them the opposite way around.
My rose was just Crystal's whole vibe in the mini challenge, everything about her.
Really? Yeah. You liked it that much?
I mean, what is a lot in finding a rose in this episode?
Sure. My rose literally was just, even though I wrote it as a thorn, which is why I was so confused. My rose was that River gave that presentation of something to do with their culture. And I just felt like that was felt like a really nice moment for them. And however well they do, I feel like they will be really glad that they had that moment on the main stage. Thorn, I put my biggest thorn was Charity leaving without a single challenge highlight. And a single challenge win. And it just really highlights what's wrong with Drag Race.
Mm. Mine was just the whole main challenge
this season. And also again all sort of single-handedly as well, River being robbed of the win when they definitely should have. Like there's just, you can't not have a winner, like if you've, because also now that's 2 weeks in a row and that's 50% of the whole challenge where like there hasn't really been, no one's won apart from Crystal. So it's like, okay, well, for 50% of them, do you know what I mean, it's just dog shit.
I suppose Scarlett's won one as well.
Oh, because we're on episode 5. Sure. Yeah, sure.
But then before we go, let's do a little Dragula rundown. This week, we met all the uglies. Some faves off the bat were, as we said, Bitter Betty. Yeah. Also Sigourney Beaver, Hoso Teratoma and Coco Kane were very into it at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, little Jay Jolie of Back Roles fame from Drag Race Season 5 is also there. It's very nice to see how she has been evolving. Then the new monsters had to reinvent classic horror icons for their first floor show of the season. Astrid Aurelia was the winner, giving us a sexy new version of Alien.
Of leaving
Formaldehyde and La Zavaleta, the bottom two. They had to get buried alive 6 feet under whilst having live vermin thrown into their face. And unfortunately for Formelda, she was exterminated.
First of all, I need to ask, what classic horror figure would you have been?
Well, I would have said Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh my God, I'd love to see you as that.
But then, I don't know if you saw, I shared a couple of pictures of Lily Munster this week in the lingerie. And Escorcio. But yeah, maybe just kind of like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Meets Lily Munster.
Yeah.
Eaten Lily Munster. I think I would do either Nosferatu and just do like full fucking gross.
But remember, it's got to be a reinvention.
Yeah, well, I would do like a more... I'd do a very, very, very...
Like hip-hop Nosferatu.
Yeah, exactly. Like Julia Stiles in Save the Last Dance meets Nosferatu.
Yeah.
I would do like maybe like on not like actual stilts, but like very, very high up, like a very long fingernails.
Slender
like long
man. Body.
Yeah, 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 like a mixture. But then I think as well, I would probably actually want to do a, get my fucking, oh my God, what's her name? Oh my God, I can't, I'm too embarrassed to say that I've forgotten her name on the pod.
We'll never know because you can't remember.
Morticia Adams. Sure. I want to get my Morticia Adams fantasy, but only if you could cinch so tight and pad so fiercely that it was like, fiercely, okay. So that it was so like the ultimate hourglass of like, I'm going to pass out.
Sure. But she's not that, she's very skinny though, skinny and cinch. You don't want to pad too much.
Yeah, true. But like giving you sort of like clown-like proportions, you know. Like,
sure.
Like swerves and curves. But also, is that spooky? But I just love Dracula so much. And if you can see the fucking joy and excitement in our voice, I'm sorry that we can't give you that for season 3. But you definitely need to tune into Dracula Girls because it is the fucking best. And also, we've got New Canada as well.
Yes. And we don't know where to watch that yet, but Dracula's on Shudder. And what you can do is wait till the end, wait till it's finished, and then do the 7-day free trial Shudder thing and blast it all out in one go.
Or support the girls and get Shudder.
I don't think that's supporting the girls, that's supporting Amazon.
Is it part of Amazon?
I think so.
Oh,
it's through our Prime. Anyway, this is admin back end stuff you all don't need to hear about.
Although they do love the back end stuff normally.
So we have heard.
Oh, you mean the gays, not the gays.
They do like that, don't they?
We do, we do. Anyway, Lux, always fun as usual. Very excited for Snatch Game.
Yes.
I can't wait to see the Snatch. And I guess we'll see you next week, girls.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.